Hey, buzzers, you know what time it is. We got to break down Arrow. It is season 7, episode number 2. We're talking about the Longbow Hunters and, of course, a lot of other juicy stuff going on. Oliver's still in jail. And you know what? Dinah's on Molasner. But we're going to get into it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. I'm just going to throw in this really intense music, and I'm going to mime, because we don't have music, or it's the beginning.
Oh, there it goes.
There it is. You just got an interpretive dance show.
We went with the OG Arrow.
I missed the interpretive dance note. I had nothing prepared.
Interpretive dance, guys. Okay, welcome to the show. Hey, how are you? I'm sorry if you had to put up with that. If you're listening on the podcast, you miss all this deliciousness, but that's okay. You can watch on YouTube later. Anyway, hi, welcome to the Arrow After Show. As you know, I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford, and I'm joined by some amazing ladies. Say hello.
Hi, everybody. I'm Olivia Di Bortoli, and I'm so excited. This was a good episode.
Very much.
Hey, guys, I'm Carolina Vanetti, and I'm so excited to hate somebody besides Black Canary.
Woot! And sitting next to me is my imaginary ginger friend. This is Matt Marr, who couldn't be with us tonight, but he is here in spirit. We feel it. So we have to start off with my favorite segment, hashtag who I love to hate. But first, just know, if this is your first time tuning in, that we always dedicate this side of the table just to you, because you are our special guest and our special host. So join us in the chat, give us your thoughts, your opinions, and join other fans in the conversation. So, I see you mocking me.
I wasn't mocking you. It was a joining.
Oh, okay.
In the conversation.
Like really feeling your groove. Yeah. So thank you. Like slipped into it.
I can take that. I'll take it. So starting with hashtag who I love to hate, this week I am going to take Dinah because she, as you heard in the intro, ticked me off. Oh my God. She like super stubborn and has blinders on, and anything that has to do with Vinny, she's just stupid about it. Sorry.
He was the love of her life. I'm just going to say.
I know.
And she's protecting the woman who killed him. So you can't hate her that much. She's still human. She's doing a lot. She's doing a lot.
Anytime somebody wants to hate Dinah, I'm on board.
I'm saying this is just hashtag who I love to hate, not who I'm going to defend. I'm just kidding. No, it's cool. We're going to talk more about that later, but I'm going to pass the baton to you.
So congratulations on your feelings this week.
Thank you.
I hope other people join you. But my I love to hate this week is actually going to be Diaz.
Really? And why is this?
Yes, because he's awful. And I felt for Felicity when she didn't want to separate the train tracks, as she shouldn't.
Yeah.
As she shouldn't. Okay. But nobody was there to even take down Diaz, because let's be honest, if anybody was going to take down Diaz, it would be Oliver, and he hasn't been able to do it yet.
Right.
And Black Nito, I don't care that you've joined Argus and gone on like your little power pitch now, he wasn't going to win. I wasn't even really buying the whole trash can fight, but I'll get to that. But yeah, Diaz, he's just out there still. He's like a bad stink, you know, like when you just can't get rid of it. Or you're stuck in an elevator and somebody farts and you can't get out. That's Diaz.
Diaz is the worst fart. Hashtag.
Okay. He's the worst.
Diaz is such a fart. I'm such on board with that. I can love to hate him. Before I do mine, I am in the chat with you guys. I'm always in the chat with you guys. So shout out. Say hi to just a few people that are in the chat with me. Hi, Ivan. Hi, Cullen Prime. Always in the chat. So a few people gave me their who I love to hate. Winter's Beauty said the same one that I did, so I'll end with that one. Billie Jean Girl said Felicity, and Seb also said Felicity.
What?
Which it
kind of... Are there I love to hate?
Yeah, it kind of breaks my heart.
Yeah. I'm mad at you. Shame on you. Think about what you said.
They are entitled to their opinions as well.
Yeah, but it's wrong. It's like being on the wrong side of history.
Winter's Beauty, I am on board with you. You love to hate the guard, and I am on board with that. Like, that guard should have listened to Oliver when he was giving him the advice to just get out of the prison, and he wasn't. And he was being stubborn, and he was being jaded just because he had been there for 12 years. He was being mean. I didn't like him.
Well, as much as I agree with you, just because you had to defend my who I love to hate,
go for it.
I'm just going to have to say, talking about the guard, Dang it, I lost my thought. I was like so busy, like who I love to hate, giving you like the wiggly neck and everything.
I got a wiggle neck and you can't even fit.
I know. You did. Darn it.
Yeah. What did you dislike about the guard? That's where we were going.
I think she was defending him.
I was actually going to defend him. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Because I do hate him.
Yeah.
At the same time, how many people have probably tried to give you a load of poop and just been like, hey, so-and-so is trying to do this to you. So-and-so is trying to do... And he's in a That's position true. Where you can't trust anybody. You're not going to trust a criminal. And he's already formed his own opinion about who the Green Arrow is and he doesn't like him.
Yeah.
So why would the Green Arrow tell him the truth? Just like... All these other criminals are not going to tell me
But
the
sometimes
truth.
You can feel people. You can feel their energy and you can feel... Am I being too hippie right now?
I think that guy does not feel a lot of feelings.
I think so too.
Yeah. Well, he needs to get in touch with his feelings, is my opinion.
Aggro man, really solid.
All right. All right.
And maybe like a love of takeout pizza.
Well, he should have listened to Oliver and he didn't.
Right. But so I do hate him too. He was Thank one you. Of my first thing on my paper Thank says you. I hate the guard. Because he's like, you're not a hero. You're a nothing. Okay, dude, you're not getting paid to slam somebody. You're just getting paid to be a guard. So all the extra opinions are not necessary.
Oh, see, but I thought that he really disliked Oliver because he was like, I grew up with people like you. I went to school with people like you overprivileged little. And I was like, ooh.
Bitter.
Ooh, he's got 1% hate in him. Yeah. That's what that is.
Get a party of one.
He's got. It's not like anybody's ever born and they're like, I hope to be born into the 1%. I wouldn't be mad if somebody wants to adopt me from the 1%. I'm available.
Ivan Soto. Go ahead.
Sorry, but I was just saying, like, but I think that his distaste of rich people is what stems his distaste for the Green Arrow. Because it's possible he loved the Green Arrow until he realized the Green Arrow was rich, and then he felt bamboozled.
Could be.
Ooh.
We're getting really into this.
Theory. Wouldn't it be cool if they used to go to high school together?
Ooh.
Like, maybe he was a senior when Oliver was a freshman.
Didn't Oliver go to private school?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Don't ruin my theory. I'm just saying it would be fun.
They went to school together.
If they went to high school together and it's like
did not go to school together.
I mean, I don't think they went that deep into it, TBH, but... Ivan Soto made a good point. He said, York kind of made a good point. Team Arrow has made the law a joke, and at the end of the day, as much as we love them, it's kind of true.
How is it a joke?
I mean, the law enforcement and Team Arrow were so against each other, and it was like they were fighting each other instead of fighting the law.
But imagine,
at the end of the day.
But the law was corrupt, and half of them were bought out by Diaz.
Not anymore, though.
Not anymore, but they're basing everything on the past, like this...
Yeah.
Guard is talking about the past. So, whatever. I want to talk about the fact that we're going to continue with the jail situation.
Yes.
Prison. But the little man.
Come on, little man.
Stuart Little is a liar.
Well, you
he's
know.
He's a lying liar.
I was going to say, he's such a groupie. Like, he's a little bit too much.
He's such a groupie.
Come on. I'm screaming. When Oliver got out of his solitary confinement and he just pops off. Oh, he didn't know anything. He was just middleman for Diaz. How do you know that?
Yeah.
I ask people when you're friends with the Green Arrow, people tell you. People don't tell you anything, Stuart Little. You're a liar. You're a lying, lying liar. And you're working for Diaz.
Wait, hold on. The cherry on top was like, people are afraid of me now.
Yeah, no, they're not.
No,
nobody's scared of you.
And he's like, because we're a team. It's like, since when are you a team? Like, you guys are not a team. You're just like tagging. You're like a little leech. You're like tagging on to like. The Green Arrow and the thought of who he is and stuff. And it's like, it's weird and I don't like it and I don't trust him either.
Mm.
What about you guys?
I agree with your instincts.
DeAndre Harris says, Stanley encouraged Oliver to threaten the guard's family. Stanley, Winter's Beauty says, Stanley is a plant and
is
I'm standing
Stuart
by
Little's
it.
Is that Stuart Little's name?
I know. Stanley, yes.
I just think of him as Stuart Little.
His name is Stanley, yes.
I just call him Little Man. But either way. So really quick. WWGAD.
That's so
really?
Good.
Really? Really? What would Green Arrow do? Like, how has he not kicked him off to the side at that point? But at the same time, Oliver did actually go, what would Green Arrow do? Overwatch.
Because he trusts him. I'm so confused as to why he trusts him so much. And then
because
he was
he's
like,
an idiot without Felicity, clearly.
And then he was like, oh, what? I would ask Overwatch. And he was like, what's an Overwatch? I was like, oh, that's cute.
Okay, question, you guys. Question at home to you guys who watched, because, you know, I'm taking notes and I'm looking up and doing one of these, right? So when Oliver finally decides to make his move so he can go hack the computer and he slingshots and knocks the light out or what have you, did he use a condom?
Oh.
Was that what that was? I thought he had a condom with something in it. It was rubber, and he let it go, and it was like, pew!
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even notice that. It could have been a rubber. I thought it was a rubber glove.
Oh, I just thought it was a rubber.
I feel like a rubber glove, because the cop, the wardens in there wear the rubber gloves. That would make more sense.
I mean,
Ali Kona.
I just saw the dome shape.
Ali Kona.
Come on. In the chat, whoever saw it, let's hear what you guys have to think of what it is. If it's a rubber glove or if it's a
condom. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, no, I'm saying, but it's a legit question. Because if it is, that's like a really edgy thing to put in a CW show.
Or just like they cursed on the show tonight, and you noticed it.
Yeah. He said, son of a bee, and I was like, dang, I didn't know they
Winter's
could say
Beauty
that on
says, I wasn't sure what it was, but now I want it to be a condom.
See?
I mean, maybe.
Could very I mean, well he been. Shanked himself, so it could have been a condom.
That was very Oliver, too.
Dude, that was the most heavy metal moment on the show I've ever seen. He was like, I'm going to eat a bat after this, too. I was like...
That was so smart.
Him and the guard, man. That guard did not see that coming.
No. But I like it. It was well played, because... Mm-hmm. Part of me is like, okay, Oliver is quote-unquote a killer. Like, that was his whole internal debate seasons ago, right? And so this time around, I'm like, is he really going to kill a dude just to be it? I'm like, that just doesn't seem like him. And so when he was trying so hard all these different ways to get the guard to leave, I'm like, well, pressure point. Then I thought, okay, maybe he's going to, like, put him in a chokeout and just make him pass out and make people think he died.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when he shanked himself, I was like, whoa.
I thought he was going to use the guard's family against him so that the guard left the prison of his own volition.
Yeah.
He's going to eat a bat next episode.
No, I thought that was awesome, because I was like, there's no way that he's about to kill some dude right now. There's no way. But I was like, how is he going to get around it? And he shanked himself. I was like, that was smart.
Wait, that was really smart. Beth, like, did you go to a Metallica concert before you wrote this episode? Or who wrote this week's episode? I didn't see. I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to, like, stalk them on Twitter and be like, guys, Metallica? ? Like, what what happened? Tell us. Was it, like, a metal festival?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Sorry. Anyways.
But you got to think also, too, that Oliver's endured so much pain in his life when he was back on the island, all those scars and stuff. So at this point, like, it's like a toothpick.
I know. He doesn't care anymore. He could just, like, stab himself in the eye and be like, next. Come on.
Well, he needs his eye. He is an archer.
Hmm?
Well, he might not go that extreme. Yeah. He needs that.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, examples.
Either way. So I want to talk about the whole approach to, so we have the big conflict of this show, which is this little battery, which is like a supercharged huge weapon. And there's the...
It's a eternally renewable battery, which sounded pretty cool. Not just a little battery. It was powerful.
Okay. I'll give it its title.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So there's the Felicity aspect of it where Diaz is attached to this. Let's get Diaz. Worry about the battery later. Yeah. But then you've got Diggle, who's just a big fat liar and is like... It's just a battery, even though it's a weapon. I'm not going to tell you, and I'm going to fight you on it, and I want to do it the Argus way. Was anybody else here at this table truly disappointed in Diggle, or do you agree?
So disappointed.
Go for it.
No, you go for it.
No, I was so mad, because, you know, I'm also a little weirded out by the Felicity thing, that she couldn't, like, focus on anything but Diaz, but we're not there yet. Diggle was frustrating. Like, come on. You even said, you're like, you know, I was part of the team, and, like, you don't let this distract you from how I was on the team or whatever. And it's like, man, you're like full Argus now.
Right.
It's like 0% Diggle, you're full Argus, and I don't like it.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
So mine's his little, like, preacher moment that really ticked me off.
Sing it, sister.
Oh, my goodness. When he got on his little soapbox, like, pop, pop. Like Kevin Hart with his little cookie operation. He got up there and he was like, you know, Felicity, the reason I didn't take the Green Arrow mantle is because... And then it set my skin on fire, because he was like, I saw what it did to you and your family. I saw... And I was like, excuse me. Excuse me. Like, you weren't running around the city like you were Black Nito, if you don't know, when he ran around with that black Magneto-looking helmet. I dubbed it Black Nito, and that's stuck. So, hashtag Black Nito. You ran around Mr. Black Nito saving the day, doing all that stuff. And can we remind you of what happened to your own brother, yeah. Diggle? And you're going to talk to Felicity on your little pop, pop, pop soapbox about the Green Arrow mantle being dark? Uh-uh.
But
uh-uh.
Wait.
Uh-uh.
Hold, please. It's just like a skirt.
How about when he had the Green Arrow outfit on and did not want to take it off?
Yeah.
When Oliver came back, it was like playing tug-of-war, excuse me.
Yeah.
Like two children, where he was like, okay, I don't want to let go. I don't want to let go. What are you talking about? Yeah. I'm like, you just became a little B-I-T-C, you know the rest.
Yeah.
You they said it on the show.
You wanted it, and then you did not want to take it off, and Oliver was going to take it back from you, and whatever. People on the chat actually disagree. Wow. Winter's Beauty says she liked that talk. And Zay Talk says Diggle's right. He has a job now to do. Why don't y'all understand that?
He had a job before. And he Black was still Magic, running around.
Black Magic says Dig was right, too.
I don't know, you guys. I feel betrayed by you.
I mean, look, you're entitled to your own opinion. I just disagree. Sorry.
I mean, I am on board that he did have a job to do.
I get Argus. It. But it's like, I think Felicity had a great point when she said Oliver made a specific sacrifice, and it's like, it just went to hell. Like, he may as well just ran around and been a vigilante. Like, he's escaped stuff before.
Yeah.
He may as well be low-key. I can find a new mask, a new eyeshadow, and be a different hero and still do the same thing.
Yeah.
But I am choosing to turn myself in, and I'm turning it over to you. And now you're doing the whole Argus thing, which before, they were butting... their team and Argus were butting heads before. So I just don't understand why he's so by the book, which is the same thing... with Laurel. I mean, not Laurel, Dinah.
Yeah.
That's like hot topics, but that's why she was my hashtag who I love to hate, because she was so black and white, and I get that you have a job, but this is just such a weird area of gray that sometimes you need to take a look at that and be like, okay, I know your purpose is a bigger purpose than what we're capable of. It's like when Dinah kept on saying, let the police force protect you, let them protect you. I'm sorry, what did they do last season?
Nothing. Nothing.
They did shiznit.
So why would I trust you? And why are you so by the book? Like, are you blind?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing about... go ahead.
I know. Everyone is so by the book. That wasn't by the book. And it's just like, why are you jumping ship so hard this season? Like, these two are jumping ship so hard. But I mean, like...
Maybe because everything went so wrong last season when they weren't by the book that they're trying to overcompensate for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's also going to backfire. And hopefully the season brings us into a good middle. But so far, it's good conflict.
I like it.
Yeah.
I want to burn Diggle's little soapbox down to the ground.
Oh, goodness. Is there anything that you wanted to share with us real quick before we move on?
Yes. If you enjoy arguing with us as much as we enjoy arguing with you, I want to let you know, we all here at AfterBuzz would like to let you know that our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's because of you guys that we do this, so thank you for doing it.
No, but really, say hi, say what's up, let us know if you subscribe, and we will give you a shout-out.
Team chat versus team panel this week. Lines have been drawn. Wow.
Oh, no. Wow. Someone's serious. Let's talk about Felicity's point of view, since we just talked about Diggle's, and some of us heavily disagreed, some of us did not. But... Felicity's at a point where she tried playing by the rules, and that ish did not work.
Right.
Clearly, this dude didn't just show up in her life. He showed up in her home.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now the protector of a child at the same time, too. So I understand where she's like, just nip that in the butt. Like, let's get rid of him. Forget the battery. I get it. It's a big deal. But if you nip him in the butt, this all goes away.
Yeah. So as you all know, I am like the biggest Felicity lover. She's my love. But I was not a fan. I was not on board with her this episode. I agree with you that she has all of these things to protect now, like her family, but there's a bigger picture, you know, and you almost messed up. I know that we weren't on the Argus team, but you were working on a mission with Argus, and you almost blew it because you were so focused on just
getting Diaz.
Right.
But to be fair, I thought that that was a good job of the show showing her having PTSD for what has happened to her. Because like you said, Diaz didn't just take her life from her. He also threatened her in her own home after she had been incognito and was ready to kill a child that she's responsible for and loves now.
Right. And he took Quentin. He took her husband away. Like, all these things, so I get it, too.
I thought it was good. It was a good show of PTSD, so I understood why she had the hesitation. But, you know, hindsight is all... What's the saying?
Hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah, hindsight's always 20/20 is, like, the fact that, yeah, she couldn't pull that trigger at the end, but, honey, Black Needle wasn't going to stop him. So I'm really thrilled that she's teamed up with Watson. I'm salivating for this team up.
I didn't think... I know you guys said you knew or had a feeling it was her. I didn't. Part of me was
Watson,
like...
Watson, for sure.
Oh, I was like, part of me was like, who's it? Who's it?
It brings everything full circle, though, because before, Watson was just like a bad stink. You know what I mean? She messed everything up. She made people take these plea deals. She separated all our favorite people from one another. And Diaz is still out there scot-free. So this brings it full circle and gives Watson the accountability that was missing.
See, and for me, last season, part of me felt like Watson was part of the bad team. Just because she was trying so hard, she wanted Oliver so bad, and she wanted this so bad. And I was like, what's your MO? Like, you're really, really pushing this whole initiative to get rid of vigilantes, even though they're the ones that are trying to fight the bad people. So I always thought, low-key, like, she had motive with Diaz or somebody else that wasn't proper. So when Felicity said she was going to work with somebody else, I know it might sound weird, and you guys... in the chat are probably going to be like, eh? But I was like, is she just like her and Renee going to go off and do their own thing? Because Renee is always so gung-ho let's do it.
Well, but he's also worthless. Like, no offense to Wild Dog, but like, he's not good at computers like she is. He can't help her in that aspect. And he can't put the mask on without jeopardizing everybody's clearance.
But I feel like he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he put the mask on before and he was willing to risk it before. And this time around, he was willing to find a way in his own way to justify him accompanying her to the Longbow headquarters.
Yeah. But Felicity is a mental fighter. So her way of bringing Diaz down, the physicality is going to be like the very end of the plan. I think she's going to destroy all of his connections.
Which is smart.
I think
she's smart.
But I just felt like because she has the brains, she doesn't have somebody that's a fighter that's the brawn that could protect her in the event that, let's say, she is doing her whiz stuff and somebody comes and breaks in on her. She can't defend herself. So
I don't think she's thought that far ahead, though, because all she knows in her head now is she's not responsible for William because he's at boarding school. So it gives her the freedom to be reckless and, like, to truly unleash her, like, espionaginess.
But who says that no one can break into his boarding school?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was the weirdest decision ever because now no one can watch
and
over him.
And now no one has a hold on him. Nobody knows where he is, really. Someone could take him and nobody would have any idea about it. So my thought
on... I mean, there are plot holes.
Yeah.
What's your thought?
My thought on who she was going to talk to initially was... because we hadn't seen him the entire episode was the other Green Arrow. We haven't seen him at all this episode. So that was... a possibility, or someone in the chat said it could have been that Russian dude.
Anatoly.
Yes. It could have been him. But then when she sat down in the office that looked like, you know, the FBI office, I was like, oh, for sure it's Watson. But I don't know. I think it's a good idea because Watson has such a big team behind her. I think it'll be a good team up because, you know, Felicity can be the brawn and then the team can be...
You mean the brain?
The brain, and then the team could be the brawn.
But Watson also has all the resources that she needs, because what Felicity really needs is unlimited resources to get the job done. And Watson's team doesn't have the manpower intelligence to get it done.
Who is her team?
Everyone.
The United States government.
Everybody. She has a massive team of agents. Who are highly trained.
I guess I just associate her and her team with law enforcement in Star City. So I just figure that like, they're just a part of Dinah's crew.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my thought on it.
But she's part of the federal government, I thought, not the Star City's government.
Yeah, she's federal.
She's federal. True. So that's like some Amanda Waller team up type stuff, her Waller and Watson.
Got it.
Orlando Williams says, I wanted to see Felicity team up with Laurel. That would have been interesting. Probably not, though.
They probably... That would be weird.
I don't know.
know. I don't know because I don't know what Laurel's... Well, I guess Laurel is out to get Diaz.
Yes.
But I feel like they're still...
hardcore.
Yeah, but I feel like they're already cool. So it wouldn't be as big of a surprise.
Yeah.
Which is same with my Renee
theory. Yeah, it would have been like a...
But I do want to talk about Laurel because we did have that team up between her and the other canary accidentally. If you will. You know?
Ish.
Because it was so good, though.
Yeah.
I was fangirling for that double canary cry so hard. It was so good. Because I... Black siren, I know. But it's double black canary cry. Let me just live with that, okay?
Did anybody catch... And I don't know if this was done intentionally or if it was just coinkydink. But when they first showed Laurel, she was in all white.
Yes.
And I was like, Okay. Interesting choice of wardrobe.
Very white canary. I think it is very white canary. I think it's very interesting how everyone just kind of forgot. I mean, I guess nobody really knew, but it's just so weird that she just like walks into Laurel's life and like it's kind of like she is the real Laurel again. And I don't know. I don't like it because it's not the real Laurel and I can't get past that, but I feel like everybody else has gotten
But
past
I feel
that.
Like, no, I would like to defend another side of the show is I feel like they've done a good job giving her the more difficult path to walk, because Laurel was a really underserved character in the past, and I always felt that Black Canary didn't have the strongest storylines. And then they killed her. And then they brought her back, and I feel like this incarnation has been so much better to date. Mm-hmm. And there's more levels to Laurel, and it's kind of nice to see her become a better version of the Laurel, even the Laurel that we used to have. The Laurel that we used to have, that Black Canary, number one, that poor girl never even got a canary cry. Okay, what was that about?
Yeah.
And I love that Black Siren has a canary cry, but also I feel like the old Laurel was much more whiny. She was always whining about something, especially at Thea. So I'm really happy to see this Laurel kind of like stand her ground more and be more in her own, but have this like sensitivity that breaks through because...
Yeah.
Also, the actress is a great actress, and they're doing a good job using her talent, finally.
Yeah. Bravo. It is about time. And someone just mentioned in the comments, but the writers used to, I feel like they didn't give her the best kind of storylines, you know? And now they're, like, really stepping forward. The show didn't really give a crap about Laurel. Just look at the stuff, the writing they gave her. It says chaos.
Well... Also, too, I think that it's important that with any villain, because she is considered a former villain, the only way people will really hop on board and have empathy is if there is a human side that's revealed. So it's nice that she's not just constantly like, witch, I have an attitude and I have this and I have that and they're trying to make me right. But we got to see moments when she was with Quentin, and now that Quentin is completely gone, it's like you don't know what you have until it's gone. Yeah. So for her, and I like that they had the nice revealing moment this episode for her to say, I had somebody love me and care about me. And I think we forget, even though this Laurel, this version of her is from a different planet, she had her own trauma, which caused her to become this way. She's not like a robot that somebody invented and she came out the womb, for lack of better words, as just an evil human. Like something happened to her. So Quentin was the only person to break through. And I thought it was really nice that she took the time to apologize to Dinah for being stubborn and saying, okay, humble pie, I ate some. I'm willing to go your direction now.
I hope we see more double canary team ups.
Yeah.
Man, I ship them. I'm excited.
They ship the double canaries.
Did we like the apology that she gave to Dinah? And I'm asking you guys as well.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was heartfelt. Great acting. Good job, girl.
Hashtag
I felt you.
Dineural is the new hashtag for them together.
Dineural.
Zay talk.
That sounds like feral or something weird. Like
sounds like a weird way to say diner. I don't know if I'm into
that. Let's
one.
Think of a better name for the two of them together. Because I feel like we can put a hashtag for them together.
Yeah.
I feel like
Lorden.
It's not over
Lorden.
Between the two of them.
I'm sorry. We all were like, no. Okay.
Also, no. Anyways.
I want to move on to the next topic, but I feel like you had something you wanted to say.
No, I'm all good.
Okay, we have to talk about the flash forward.
Let's do it.
First of all, and we'll talk about the actual depth of it, but really I just want to say Colton Haynes does not look that old.
No.
They're like, it's supposed to be 20 years later, and like they gave him white on his whiskers and everything else looks like a baby face, and then they have dirt on him.
Yeah.
I'm like, is the dirt supposed to cover the fact that he's like
They gave him like two wrinkles right here and then like one gray hair. I'm like,
maybe the man just ages well. Don't hate on his skincare routine. Dang.
Me and you have some good water.
I know. I mean, maybe that you, I wouldn't be past that. I wouldn't go past that.
Anyhow. The land of the mist, you never age.
Right? So, yeah, cool. 20 years into the future and he knows what this little connector, what is it called? I have it written down.
Oh, the arrowhead that they
Yeah, the reconnecting stone or something or other. Really, what was the big thing for me with this one? Oh, irony in that, you know, first of all, this team in general, the writing team, they do a lot of different things, but they're always really good about diversity, whether it's be in front of the camera, mm-hmm. behind the camera, gender inclusion, just everything about mm-hmm. them is so good. And so in the past, they've had gay characters. I think it's really interesting choice that they made William yeah. a gay character.
But I love that it was such a throwaway line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I was going to say, the irony in that is the fact that Colton Haynes had earlier come out about being gay. Yeah. And that was like his whole big thing about why he had anxiety, why he had to quit the show in the first place. So it was just interesting. I mean, obviously he's not gay in the show because Roy was with Thea for so long, unless that's why Thea left him.
Whoa. No, I don't think so. He seems pretty upset.
But it's just interesting that they paired the two and they made his opposing actor play the storyline of, oh, by the way, I'm gay.
Yeah. I mean, I think Arrow has always been really inclusive, you know, with Echo Cullum, you know, having a gay character or whatever. I think... And like you said, it was like just like a throwaway line. It was like they didn't make it a big deal, mm-hmm. you know. And I agree that it was interesting that they put him against Roy. My question for the flash forward, though, is why did he burn that paper and what was on that note?
Good call.
You know, what was on it? Why did he have to burn it? Why didn't he show William?
Well, I wrote in my notes, I was like, they're doing so good feeding us little like breadcrumbs into the future. I love it. But now we know that they're going back to Star City. So I'm excited to see the state of Star City 20 years in the future.
Well, no, he said he burned it so that William would not go back to Star City.
Oh, I thought he said that we are going back to Star City.
Oh, I thought he said, what'd you do that for? So that we don't go, or you never go back to Star City.
No, they're going to Star City.
Okay.
Boo! He's like, we're burning it. We're going
to
Star City.
That's what happens when you won't watch with the subtitles for me.
You know, it's because I was looking down.
I was waiting to stick that in there at any point. Yeah.
One wanted to watch subtitles. The other one didn't want to watch subtitles. I'm neutral. I'm like Switzerland.
Shut your face. I feel like it's a spoiler. It's like right before Oliver goes to say, I love you, Felicity. It's like, I love you, Felicity.
That's true.
I love you, Felicity. I'm like, oh, shit. I wanted to hear him say it for the first time, not read it. Anyway.
Alley Cat Diva says, anyone else confused about why William... why William thinks that Oliver and Felicity would abandon him because they would never do that.
True. But look at his history.
Like, they kind of just abandoned him in this episode.
I mean, they do keep shipping him off. Yeah. So
like he lost his mom, you know, and that's even though it was taken by death, it still will give a child abandonment issues because you lost a parental figure.
Also, can somebody get this poor kid a therapist? Because he said he's still having nightmares about that night, and he's, like, almost 30.
Yeah, well, you're never going to forget the night that your mom died, right?
That a whole island exploded while your mom was on it, and you saw it go up in flames?
I'm just saying, get the kid more therapy. You shouldn't be having nightmares at, like, almost 30 about something that happened that long ago.
You never know.
I'm just...
Anyway, that was that.
Sorry, I interrupted your thought. I'm so
That's
sorry.
That's okay. I can interrupt my own thoughts. I'm really good at that, so it's not a big deal. I feel like I've covered a lot. I don't want to delve like too much, and then we don't get a chance to get to Archer's Alley or news and gossip. So, is there anything else that we need to talk about that I missed? Longbow hunters.
Duh.
I answered my own question just real quick here.
I was like, well, yeah, there's that.
That's a thing.
those three little suckers.
So for those of you who are really, really comic book heavy, big fans, talk to me about where their strength comes from.
So the Longbow Hunters originally are from Seattle, and they are a supervillain crew whose sole purpose really is to kill the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were written into a comic, I believe, in 1987, which was so long ago.
Is that trying to remind me? What are you talking
about? And
that was like yesterday.
Some of the people were in the chat were talking about who their favorite longbow hunter of this episode was. I think the silencer was my favorite. I think that was really cool that she could just, like, silence everybody, and then nobody knew where she was or what she was doing or if there was even a fight happening. So I thought that was cool. Which one was yours?
I mean, I like all – I'm going to hold my verdict until we see more of their fighting. But for those of you tuning in who don't know about the Longbow Hunters and you're wondering who they are led by Count Vertigo. And then there's the Clock King, Ponic, right? Clock King, Ponic, and then Red Dart and Killer Moth. I wrote them down in case I got them wrong because there are always new iterations in different comics. But those are the ones that they're going with for this series. And I'm excited to see what they incorporate into them. Because Arrow is, I would say Arrow in within the Arrowverse is the closest to following the comic books. But they also like to meld timelines. Like they'll take something from the original comics and we'll see them meld it with the New 52 and with Injustice Gods Among Us. So I'm excited to see what amalgamation of comic history they bring to the table and what new iteration they bring to the table.
That's always exciting too, because they do twist it up, so it's not
so
like
you don't know
exactly. So for somebody who is such a loyal, faithful fan, they can't predict what's going to happen the next episode. But anyway, we do need to get to Archer's Alley. I don't mean to cut y'all off, but take it away.
All right, you guys, so welcome to Archer's Alley.
Ooh. Good sound effect.
Pew, 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 Once a week, I'm going to bring you an awesome Green Arrow fact. And please feel free to throw me your favorite facts all week long on Twitter or Instagram or even on YouTube. Leave it in the comments and I will consider it. So I actually brought some cool comic book pages for you guys from the episode that I'm talking about or the comic book that I'm talking about. And this is the one time that Black Canary and Green Arrow teamed up and Arrow actually injured Dr. Fate. So if you don't know about the comics, Dr. Fate is one of the most powerful in the DC universe and he is completely invulnerable. Yet the Green Arrow, who has no powers, managed to injure him. And if you're watching, you can actually press pause and read the comic. I have all the pages here for you so you can scroll through them.
Let's go to our next picture, please.
No, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you can kind of see what was going on and what happened. And it is from the Injustice Gods Among Us series. So you can also pick up a copy and read it for yourself and see what the Green Arrow had been getting into.
Cool. That's really cool.
Which I think fighting with Dr. Fate is pretty pretty ballsy because he's all powerful as long as he has that helmet on his head. And fun fact, he is the father of Zatanna Zatara, who is my absolute all-time favorite DC character.
Nice.
And she is the only DC character that can, on her own two feet, stand up to Superman because he is vulnerable to magic.
Wow. More fun facts.
Well, I guess also Dr. Fate, but he's too busy for Superman.
Cool.
But yeah,
I like awesome. It.
That's awesome. Cool. Thanks. Well, now it is time for news and gossip.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
It's not like brand new news. And it's not, though, gossipy, but it's a lot of fun. So we all know that Colton Haynes loves to get down for Halloween. So I have some fun pictures of just, like, different rando costumes. This, I think, was... this is actually Stephen Amell, if you are listening to the podcast, but he's dressed as... What's Nemo's dad's name? Merlin?
Oh, yeah, Merlin.
And it says, where's my son? Anyways, I thought that was funny.
Really Wait, cute. So then did he dress his daughter up as Nemo? That would have been hilarious.
Because I can't tell if that is Photoshopped or not. I don't know. Anyways, let's go to the next picture. So this is actually Katie Cassidy when she's getting fitted for her mask, for her Black Canary mask. Wow. So it's a little bit of a throwback, but it fits in the realm of Halloween because tis the season.
Tis the season.
And she looks a little bit like Nightmare Before Christmas. But
I was just thinking it looks like a Nightmare Before Christmas character.
Yeah. Let's go to our next picture. So this is Colton Haynes. As I was saying, he loves to get down for Halloween.
So,
he always
Oh my gosh, he's so good every year.
And he has the most ridiculous outfits, and now it all makes sense. He's always a woman on Halloween.
Yeah.
Some variation. It all comes together. Anyway, this is Marge Simpson and big, huge boobs and all of his costumes. Anyways, let's go to the next one.
Ooh, this is actually... that's so good.
Yeah, and I don't think that's actually... I think that's special effects for an actual project, because you can see Taylor Lautner next to him. I don't think that was Halloween, but still fits into this category.
Do you think he can borrow it? Like, can he just call up the studio and be like, hey, I think I want to be like... I feel like it's like a version of the of the Thing from the Fantastic Four?
I don't know. Anyways, let's go to our next picture. Again, big boobs. He's Miss Piggy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like so ridiculous.
He really goes for it every year.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It must be his favorite holiday. Anyway, next. And then this is him as Sailor Moon.
And Ursula. And
yeah, sorry. Yes, so excited for Emily as... That is Emily Bett, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And there she is as Taylor Swift when Taylor Swift did the NASA situation.
I'm still going to stand by and say her Sailor Moon costume was, like, the best. Yeah. I want to go find those photos now. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Emily, I would have been your Sailor Mars.
Oh, hey, look, it's Nemo. Not really. It's a little Asian baby, but we can see John Barrowman is obviously having a heyday with this. I don't know if this is, a Comic-Con or some sort of event.
Yeah.
And we'll see more of John Barrowman on our News of Gossip, just because I love him so much. And then this is my fun throwback. I think I've shown this before in past seasons, but I had to show it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at Stephen Amell, and he's got a garter around him. He's got to hate that picture.
And we show it all the time.
I know.
With braces and the red face, and everything.
Long hair. Bless his heart. I bet you his classmates did not think he was going to be the Green Arrow.
I bet they didn't see that shower fight scene coming.
Right?
I was so appreciative. I'm still appreciative this week. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, he's like, booyah in your face.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I have two different videos that I want to show. And it's funny because I'm not sure which one's going to pull up first. But there was one where, okay, John Barrowman, I had read such an old article about how he fell and he ended up in the hospital. So I was like, let me find out more information. So I Googled John Barrowman falls. And this is actually what came up.
In the war of the sexes, what happens when we challenge men to try walking in our shoes for a day? Yes, just getting involved.
I mean, he shamelessly played that off.
That is so good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Also, those four co-hosts look like they want to eat him alive. Yeah. So if you're listening on the podcast, please come over to the YouTube and watch this video. That was hilarious.
That was really good.
And he's usually so smooth in heels, too, so that made it even funnier. This next one, let me just give a little prelude to it. So basically, this is at Comic-Con. A little girl apparently went, if you've seen this, sorry, but if a little girl went the year prior and she, Stephen Amell let her borrow, quote-unquote, borrow his necklace. So she returned this year to Comic-Con, and on the mic, she was like, I came to give you back your necklace.
Aww.
So this is what happened.
I sure hope so. Hi there, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
This is for Stephen Amell. I was here last year, and you let me have it.
You're gonna give it back?
Okay. I'll take it back. But do you think that you're gonna come next year?
Hopefully if you get tickets.
Aww. It gets better.
Sarah, you'll get tickets. Sarah, stay right there. I have something for you, okay? I'm gonna take back the necklace, but I've got something for you. I've only ever stolen one thing from the show. Okay, 1 second.
All right.
He's giving her his bow.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
And whispering a secret in her ear.
Yeah.
That was so sweet.
Yeah. So that's my video.
Stormy Woods in the chat said that little girl is a cancer survivor.
So
that just made it 10 even times better. Thank you for that little fun fact, Stormy.
Oh, man. See, this is why actors make TV, though, because it's great to be a fan when you're an adult, but this is really what gives children, like, their imagination, and then they grow up and they go do amazing things, and I'm getting all choked up because that was so sweet of Steven. I really am. Like, being nice to kids always gets me.
Aw. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he tries for his fans, which is sweet. One more thing on news and gossip. We don't have any photos or anything, but everybody's talking about the Elseworld photos that are everywhere. I just thought it was really funny to see Stephen Amell in the Flash costumes and Barry Allen in the Arrow costume, which he's filling out quite well. I thought he was going to be this little scrawny dude in it, and he's actually like, okay, he doesn't look half bad in the Arrow outfit.
But wait, Stephen Amell looks like he's going to bust out of that Flash outfit. No, wait,
did you guys see the original Flash? He's in one of the photos as well. He's like triple Stephen's size. He looks like, his Flash outfit.
What year? 1991 or something? Flash outfit or something? I was like, this is cool. Anyway, everyone's talking about it. I'm sure everyone's seen it on social media. It's all over the place, but it's really cool. I'm really excited for this crossover. So.
Me too. Yeah. And the Supergirl and Superman look so good. I'm so excited to see a super team up in the works as well.
Yeah.
Like real, I love you, Green Arrow, but you ain't got no superpowers. I'm so excited to see all the superpowers come together. I'm like, yes, Justice Friends, like Justice League, Super Friends. Let's do it.
Well, I love Stephen Amell. I love the Green Arrow, but let's talk about predictions.
I forgot about those.
We do it every time. Still surprised.
So the only teaser they gave us is the fact that potentially, Oliver is now part of this gang, but when we got the coming up next week on Arrow, I couldn't tell if he was fighting against them or if he was fighting with them, but either way, they said that he's going to be in prison a lot longer than we think. However, I'm like, 3 episodes is good for me. Like, let's just get him out. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's not a prediction, but that's just how I feel.
I agree. That was mine last episode. Get him out of that freaking prison. I'm over it. My prediction, briefly, is that it's actually a flash-forward prediction. I'm going to say that Roy and William go back, and Roy starts training William in some type of capacity.
I think that the longbow hunters in our present time are going to be the catalyst for Oliver Queen being released from prison.
Interesting.
I like it. Cool. Well, awesome. Thank you, guys. And thank you, guys, everybody who participated in the chat. Thank you for co-hosting with us. Mm-hmm. If you are watching this at a later time and you couldn't join the chat, that's okay. You leave a comment right below because we love that
We're all up in it.
But we just love hanging with you guys anyway. So be sure to follow all of us on social media to continue the conversation. Me, personally, I tend to be on Instagram a little bit more, so find me at yours truly, Ali Kona, with underscores in between, and follow these ladies as well.
I'm Olivia Di Bortoli on Instagram and Twitter, at Olivia Di Bortoli.
I'm Carolina Benetti on Twitter, and LenaBean113 on Instagram, which I tend to be on more, but I will answer you on both.
All right, y'all, until next week, we love you so much, thank you, and we will see you then. Mwah! Goodbye.
Bye, you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.